In a world where mental illness is slowly becoming less stigmatized, a lot of young people are speaking up about their struggles with things like anxiety, depression, and suicide. The message I will be sharing today is meant for all people, but especially for my generation, Generation Z. According to the American Psychology Association, the individuals born between 1995 and 2009 are more likely than any other generation to report their mental health as fair or poor. I want to share with my generation what has helped me through hard times in the hopes that it will help them too, and that is reading. Reading can be used as a coping mechanism to help people manage stressful or painful emotions. I know that in a generation surrounded by social media and technology, that the last thing on people's minds is reading. I even go through phases when it's easier to watch something on Netflix instead of picking up a book. But once you find a good story, it's hard to put the book down. Reading gives you the ability to escape reality for a little. You can lose yourself in a story where the anxiety and stress of life can't follow. The many different genres of books help with finding the perfect setting to let your imagination run wild. Whether it's solving a mystery, defeating evil, or finding love, you get to control the world you put yourself in. Not only does reading provide an escape from reality, but it also helps when trying to solve problems in your own life. As a reader, you can look at the main character's struggles from the outside and see that they may face the same things as you. The characters you love can also struggle with anxiety and depression, and by seeing how they handle their problems, you may learn something that can help you. And although there are fictional characters, you can still find advice in their words and actions. Although they aren't actual real people, reading that someone is struggling with the same things that you are makes you feel less alone. One quote I really like is by Charles W. Eliot, and he says, "Books are the quietest and most constant of friends. They're the most accessible and wisest of counselors and the most patient of teachers." I like this idea that books can be anything you want them to be. The characters can be your friends that comfort you, counselors that give you advice, or teachers that instruct you. It may just seem like words on a piece of paper, but your imagination takes that and makes it into a movie that plays in your mind. I've loved reading ever since I was little. My parents read to me when I was young because I had trouble falling asleep, and it just became routine. Before I was literate, they would tell the story and my imagination would get to work. When I eventually learned how to read on my own, I was able to escape to another reality whenever I wanted to. I became obsessed with reading and was confused why no one else in my class loved it as much as I did. I thought reading was amazing. As you can probably guess from the start of my story, I wasn't very outgoing or popular, which made making friends for me hard. I struggled with social anxiety and used books to try to escape from it. I did end up making friends eventually, but in the times where I felt lonely, there was always a book to keep me company. I know that this probably does not sound like a happy story, but I look back on my childhood with happiness. I dealt with the loneliness and anxiety the best way I knew, and it gave me joy. I'm much more confident in my social skills than I was in middle school, and making friends has become easier for me. Some part of me believes it has something to do with all the reading I used to do. I know that in your lifetime, you will struggle. Everyone does at one point or another. Mental health will increase and decrease as you make your way through life. And although you can't prevent the hardships from happening, you can decide how you handle them. Reading is a healthy coping mechanism with many benefits, whether it's escaping reality for an hour or getting a new perspective from the character you love. Reading is a major de-stressor. Whenever you need to take a break from the pressures of a situation or emotion, pick up a book and use it as an outlet for your imagination. Travel to a place where your struggles can't follow.